Radio Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Well, tonight we continue in our series entitled Authority. I'm not quite sure what number we're on, number 11? Amen. Number 11, thank you. And tonight we're going to talk about what I've entitled, Have Not I Commanded Thee. Have not I commanded thee. Let me start. We're living in what potentially can be very confusing times. So many mixed signals in the land, in the nation, around the world, and even in the church. And I believe the root cause of many mixed signals are due to different perspectives. Let me start by saying there will always be conflict that arises among men, and I'm talking about the church right now, among men or among the church, there will be conflict that arises between those who are ruled by their senses and those who are not ruled by their senses. Does that make sense? Let me say that again. Expect it. There will be conflict. There will always has been conflict, even in God's house or in the global church, among those who are not ruled by their senses versus those who are ruled or governed by their senses. Okay, let's understand that. Let's take a quick look into a story, into a portion of scripture in Numbers chapter 13. Numbers 13. And let's look at verses number 27 through 29. This portion of scripture has to do with the spies having gone up to spy out the promised land. And they come back in verse 27, and they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it." Okay, they brought back this gigantic fruit out of Canaan and brought it back to the assembly, and they showed him the fruit. But in verse 28, they say, "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." The children of Anak were giants. Now, in spite of the fruit that they brought back, the messengers couldn't get past, stay with me, the dangers that they saw with their eyes. Okay, they couldn't get past the dangers they saw with their eyes. Now, this is the travesty of walking by sight, because they walked by sight and they relied on their senses, those 10 fell into fear. Okay, they fell into fear, the trap of fear. Now, in verse number 30 of that same verse, we see, "And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.'" Joshua had the same testimony. They saw the situation differently. Now, it's important that we understand this. If we go down to verse 31, "But the men that went up with him said, 'We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.' And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, 'The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Fear. These ten were governed by their sight. Due to being governed by their sight, the report that they brought back to the people literally was defaming and slanderous concerning the promise that God gave them. God said, that land I'm giving to you. But the report they brought back was a slander against the promised land. Now, here's the issue. God got upset. That'd be one thing if you could just say it and be no big deal and so what. The Lord got upset. We must understand this. Whenever we allow ourselves to be governed or limited by just our senses, God's going to get upset. Lightning might not strike you. I won't stand too close to you. But God will become upset. Israel was notorious for this all through the wilderness journey. Till, of course, the Lord said, okay, here's where I draw the line. This generation won't go in. And he loved them to death. You have somebody tell you they love you to death? God loved them to death. But that generation never entered. Now, I want you to mark this, because this is not a suggestion. God doesn't suggest that we believe. The title tonight is, Have Not I Commanded You? And this is where, you know, you separate the flaky Christians from the warriors. Amen. Where you draw the line and understand that God has commanded us. Not only has he commanded us to believe, he's commanded us to be strong. Amen. He didn't say try to be strong. Say amen real loud in here. He didn't suggest that we try to be strong. He said, no, have not I commanded you. I'm going to show you. He said, have not I commanded you to be strong. God wouldn't be just if he commanded us to do something that he wouldn't give us grace to do. Is that right? Amen. The commandments of the Lord are not grievous. Amen. But if you're governed by sense, then you're going to have some struggles both internally, externally, and ultimately, your arms are too short to box with God. So you might as well put it on the altar to ask God to help you and forgive you for all that unbelief, all the limitations you've allowed in your life because of what you see. We're living in a time of struggle right now where a lot of the church world is governed by what they see. Governed by what their senses. Science has taken the place of the spirit. Well, I'll get some amens later on. I may have to find some, but I'll get some. So, let's understand this. This is written for our example. You know, God is love, but he's not that mushy type of stuff that a lot of people try to throw on him. God is a God of justice, a God that is honorable. Amen. He deserves our worship. The highest form of worship is obedience. Amen. And it's time that we stop being cream puff Christians. Amen. Get mad at a word. Want to throw in the towel because somebody said something to you. Or somebody cut their eyes at you. Let them cut till they bleed. So what? Look at somebody, tell them right now, be strong. Look at them again, tell them, God commands you to be strong. Like he told Job after Job's dilemma, he didn't go to Job with you know, pity. He said, Job, gird yourself up like a man. I need to talk to you. Amen. And then he began to show God, Job, all these marvels. Job, where were you? Do you know this? Have you seen that, Job? So it's not that God is unfair or unkind. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But he needs a people in this day and time that he can command to be strong. Amen. It didn't say you're going to feel like it all the time. It didn't say your body's going to feel like it all the time. But he says, you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let's go back to this story. I want you really to get this understanding, because they caused God to become angry with their report. God had given them a promise. How often do many saints just fall short instead of going all the way? They shortchange God. And of course God is merciful. But there comes a time where he draws a line. And I believe this last day generation, the finishing generation, God is commanding us to be strong. Not in your own strength, but in his strength. So that means you're going to have to overcome senses. I'm always reminded when I talk about things like this of a message we did years and years ago entitled, God Talks Nonsense. People thought I was blaspheming. But no, God speaks nonsense. He's not speaking to your senses. All that will come later. You'll see the manifestation of promises. But God initially speaks to your spirit. As we were talking about, we are like God in his image and likeness, so we communicate spirit to spirit. That's the real you. Not your soul realm, not this body, but the spirit is the real you, and we communicate with God. God talks to us in our spirit. Amen. The senses of these 10 spies screamed. The giants were huge, and they reacted accordingly. When you do that, when you allow senses to govern, what you're allowing those senses to react to is going to become a problem for you. It's going to become a problem for you. The giants, because they reacted like that, became a problem. Remember what they said? We look like grasshoppers in our sight, and so we look like grasshoppers to them. Their senses reacted to material or natural information. Natural information, and they fell into fear. You know, there's a lot of stuff that can come across the news. Somebody can call you and give you some information that's like startling or troubling. And if you let it linger there and just let your senses just soak it up, before you know it, you'll be fearful of something. You'll do or start acting out of fear. How many know that's never what God wants us to do? Act out of fear. So what they were really guilty about, listen, when you allow senses to govern you and you don't just don't see God in the situation, you are questioning God's omnipotence. In essence, without saying words, you're saying, I don't know if God can do this.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.